everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top-quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
Widespread losses quickly developed in both live and feeder cattle markets today with the sluggish early morning activity, which kept prices contained in a moderate price range, quickly evaporated. This led to even more long-term pressure in the cattle complex as front-month futures broke through their support levels set in June. The potential that this will bring about even more liquidation is very likely and is creating some additional concerns both short and long-term. Corn prices, meanwhile, were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about a quarter of a cent higher. The Dow Jones is 2 points lower, NASDAQ up 32 points. In live cattle, early pressure in the futures remained light, but additional widespread losses quickly developed across the complex, while pressure in the feeder cattle market added to the softness in live cattle trade. And in feeder cattle, strong market pressure continued to develop throughout the futures complex, with losses now seen from $2 to $2.70 per hundredweight in all nearby contract months. The combination of follow-through pressure seen on Monday, as well as the concerns that beef fundamentals may continue to remain generally weak over the near future, is allowing for traders to quickly and aggressively back away from the complex. Nearby contracts, though, continue to trade at $143 per hundredweight, with the recent losses breaking through support in front-month August futures. And grain futures opened mixed today when trading resumed this morning following the Independence Day holiday. Hot, dry weather on the northern plains continued to bake crops there, but a mixed weather forecast made today's session pivotal. Corn prices were bid a little lower as the opening bell drew closer following mixed trade today overseas. Soybeans were bid steady to higher after closing Friday at the best level since March, and crop ratings looked steady to weaker for the last week as forecasts remain mixed. And finally, wheat prices were bid mixed ahead of the open today, though spring wheat contracts made ready for more gains. Soft red wheat and hard red wheat trade expanded 45-cent limits today after a limit up close in several of the hard wheat contracts on Monday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.